Morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking to key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing right now on his parables. This morning, we'll look again at the parable of the laborers in the vineyard from Matthew 21-16. Here it is one more time. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, "You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first and the first last. So last time we looked at the generosity of the master. This morning let's consider the spirit of the workers. As a brief reminder, the master of the house went out looking for workers at 6 a.m. He needs them until 6 p.m. That's about 12 hours. He agrees to pay them a full day's wage. To make it easy, let's just pretend it was $100. They all agree. Then he finds some at 9 a.m. He needs them until 6. Same wage, $100. Then again at noon, 3 p.m., and finally at 5 p.m., that's the 11th hour, same wage, $100. Well, the first workers grumble. And there's two reasons they might do this. Number one, they're mad because they could have had more. We see that in the parable. The second reason, they're mad because the later workers got more than they deserved. Either way, the general accusation is the same. Here it is. That's not fair. They're infected by greed, pride, and entitlement. The master perceives the deeper nature behind their accusations, and he answers accordingly. "Didn't you agree to that price? And if so, what does it matter how I choose to spend my money? It's my money. I can spend it how I want. Why do you hate that I'm being generous?" Now, when Jesus told this parable, he told it in response to a comment from one of his own disciples, Peter. Jesus just finished telling a young rich ruler, "If you would be perfect, go sell what you possess and give to the poor, and then you'll have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." He did this to show the young man that he wasn't as perfect as he thought he was. But then Peter, hearing this, says, "Well, we have left everything and followed you, so what will we have?" The parable is part of Jesus' answer. The danger, witnessed in Peter and unpacked in the parable, is an unhealthy fixation on our reward rather than the one who gives it to us. Here's how one ancient theologian described it. The soul that loves God seeks no other reward than that God whom it loves. Were the soul to demand anything else, then it would certainly love the other thing and not God. May we be careful that neither temporal blessings nor the promise of heaven eclipse our real prize in Christ Jesus. We have received God Himself.